This Diamond Insight takes us to Princeton with Steve Harrington, who helped the Tigers earn the Ivy League title and the season's first NCAA berth. Steve, first of all, what was that moment like when you and your team beat Dartmouth to clinch the NCAA bid?
It was an amazing moment. I was DH in that game, so I was on the bench with my teammates when we got the final out, and we just ran out, and everyone threw their gloves out, and it was one of the best feelings I've had as an athlete in my career. I know a lot of the other guys felt the same way. It was just a great finish to a great Ivy League season.
You guys lost both games you played against Dartmouth in the regular season, but you were able to take 2 out of 3 from them in the Ivy Championship Series. What was different the second time around facing those guys?
You know, the first time we played them at Dartmouth. You know, one of the first games we had a pitching matchup of Mike Ford against their righty Hendricks. It was a very close game with a lot of mistakes that we made, and we felt like we outplayed them up at their place for at least one of the games, and ended up just making some errors that cost us the win and some base running mistakes. But you know, we knew that if we got them down on our field, we'd have the advantage, and we felt like we could beat anybody, so we weren't intimidated by their two previous league victories. So the first day we came out, we felt like we outplayed them both games. Unfortunately, they took the second one somehow. And we came out the third day and washed away the feeling of the day before and came out and played great. And, you know, that's just how it went.
You guys are just a little over .500 for the season, but obviously you win the championship. Just kind of what maybe you touched on there a little bit. Do you think you feel like you guys have gotten better as the season went on?
Absolutely. I think we started off our season with a pretty good out-of-conference schedule. We had the opportunity to go down to LSU, and that was a great experience and a great team bonding experience. You know, we struggled on our spring trip where I think we were something like 2-8, but we felt that we had the pieces to make a run in our conference, which is the thing that's going to get us the bid to the tournament. And I think as the season went along, people found their roles. And everyone just did their job, and it was a great team effort to put us in this position that we are right now.
Well, you mentioned going to LSU, and you guys actually gave the Tigers their first loss of the season. You won the finale of that series. That whole experience, just the environment and everything down there, what was that like?
It was just incredible. You know, going to play at a place like LSU is just an absolute privilege, and we're lucky that our coaches and set something like that up. Their stadium's incredible, and they have an incredible fan base. And we went down there. We felt like we could, you know, give them a good run for their money. And you know, we thought we had some pretty good pitching and some decent hitting. And we thought that, you know, if things went our way, we could take a game. And that's what happened the third game. You know, we got some good breaks and some good key hits at the right time. And got a great pitching performance from a couple guys. And, you know, we were able to take a win. I think that gave us a whole lot of confidence, you know, moving forward that, you know, we could beat a team like LSU. And I think even, you know, as we look forward to the regional, we know that we can beat a big-time school if we get things going our way and we get good pitching and good hitting. And I think overall that was just a great experience and something that we're going to try and use as we go to the regional.
Steve, you not only play baseball, but you also play squash at Princeton, a relatively unusual sport, I think you'd have to say, you know, when it comes to sports that people are real familiar with in this country. How did you get started playing competitive squash?
That's a funny question because, you know, a lot of people don't know what it is. Even some of my teammates who still haven't been to a match yet, they still don't know what it is. But, you know, I grew up as a tennis player, and I'm from the city of Philadelphia, so, you know, squash is relatively popular there. Around the age of 12, I found some squash courts at a local school near me. And, you know, picked up a racket and started whacking around and just started keeping at it. And next thing I knew, I was playing in tournaments and traveling across the country for Team USA. And I went to Europe a couple times, and I've had some just great experiences with it as a sport. And I've gotten to do some great things with it. And it's been fun to do both here at Princeton. I think it's definitely helped me as an athlete, as a person, to be able to play squash.
For people who are unfamiliar with it, I know it's played indoors on a court. Is it sort of a combination, you mentioned tennis, a combination maybe of racquetball and tennis? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I'd say it's most relatable to racquetball. It's just a little different ball and a little different racquet on just a little bit different court, but all the same kind of features of it being inside and like a small rubber ball with a racquet. You know, you're closed in on a a small space with one other person, so there's some emotions going on, and it's extremely competitive for the people that do play it, and it's an incredible workout.
The sports overlap a little bit in the early spring. What's it like juggling those two things?
It's tough, but it's something that I've been doing for, you know, all my life, and it's something that I love to do. The weekend before LSU, we were at the Princeton Squash team was at Team Nationals up in Boston. You know, I was fighting with my team up there to try and win a national championship. Unfortunately, we came up a bit short and came in third, but you know, that Sunday night we got home at midnight, something like that, and you know, the next day I was out on the field or in our indoor facility with one of our coaches getting swings and trying to get ready for the LSU series, which was only, you know, 4 days away. So it's a little bit hectic, but you just do what you can do personally, and it just all worked out luckily for me this year.
Your dad went to Yale. Did that cause any problems when you decided to go to Princeton?
He was actually very supportive of my decision. I had a couple of other uncles that went to Yale, and they all thought I made the right choice.
Steve, what's the best thing about being a two-sport college athlete?
All the gear. No, but there's. I think the best thing is the thing that I enjoy most is that I'm always in season for the most part. I'm always just getting to compete, and my off season really is in the summertime and some of the fall. But when I come to school, I get to come here, and for most of the year, I'm competing, which is what I love to do. And you know, I don't have to, you know, have that great anxious feeling waiting around for baseball season to come every year, because I'm walking up the squash court and boom, it's already here. So I think that's the greatest benefit of being a two-sport athlete.
What's the toughest thing?
People want me to say time management, but I think, you know, two sports helps me, you know, organize my time in terms of schoolwork and everything else. When you're doing both things, you know, you got to be organized with your time. I'd say the hardest thing, though, is probably the whole the different types of training and how they conflict a little bit. You know, where squash, you want to be a little bit lighter and fitter, whereas in baseball, I want to be a little bit stronger. So I'd say the transition from season to season, there is a little bit of difficulty with maintaining body strength and making it through entire seasons with less than, you know, perfect body strength, I'd say.
All right, Steve, before we wrap up, I want to do some word association. I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's start with a teammate, Sam Mulroy.
Sam Mulroy is an absolute incredible baseball player. He's a freak athlete. He's unbelievable at the plate. He's unbelievable behind the plate. He's got great speed, a great arm. He's a great teammate, one of my closest friends, and he's really helped this team become an Ivy League champion, you know, with his clutch hitting and his command behind the plate.
Your head coach, Scott Bradley.
A great leader. He handles himself with professionalism all the time. He's never too high, he's never too low. He's even keeled, and he's very pronounced about what he wants to have done and what he expects out of all of us.
The NCAA tournament.
That's our next goal. That's where we're going. Hopefully we'll have some success up there.
Last one, Steve Harrington.
That's me. Just hopefully a team player and, you know, a contributor to anything that we can do to win.
All right, Steve. Well, congratulations on a great season so far, and best of luck to you guys when you get to the tournament.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.